Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A patient of a psychiatrist stabbed to death in the alley behind his holistic practice in Wichita has been charged with first-degree murder. 21-year-old Umar Dutt made his first court appearance Monday in the September 13th death of Achuta Reddy at the Holistic Psychiatric Services Clinic in East Wichita. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is facing criticism for using a private email account for business associated with his work as vice chairman of President Trump's Commission on Election Fraud.
The Kansas City Star reports that a Kansas Press Association leader and a media attorney are the ones questioning whether Kobach is flouting a year-old state law. It makes public officials' emails about public business subject to disclosure under the Kansas Open Records Act, even if they're on private accounts or devices. Kobach told the investigative site ProPublica last week that it would be a waste of state resources to use his state email account because he's serving on the commission as a private citizen. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sunday afternoon, emergency crews responded to a near drowning in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says there were three adults and three children in the apartment at the time.
A 24-year-old male was giving a bath to his one-year-old son and also three-year-old son in the bathtub of a second-floor bathroom. The kids were left in the tub with a low level of water to play, and one of the children were able to get the water to turn back on, causing the water to overflow.
The father had stepped away nearby to take a shower. Residents on the first floor noticed water leaking from above, went up to see what was wrong. The one-year-old boy was found face down in the bathtub and hospitalized in critical condition. Monday morning, he was reported to be in stable condition. The Caribbean island of Dominica is getting hit with its first-ever Category 5 hurricane, at least since modern-day record-keeping began. ABC News meteorologist Dan Peck has more on the storm's path.
Hurricane Maria remains a powerful Category 5 hurricane and will continue to move across the Caribbean, impacting islands like St. Kitts and eventually moving towards the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico by Wednesday. Slight weakening is expected as it heads throughout the Caribbean by Wednesday and Thursday, but this will still be a very dangerous hurricane.
Georgia Tech students were told to shelter in place Monday night as protests over a student death on the campus turned violent. Georgia Tech spokesman Lance Wallace says three people were arrested late Monday after a campus police vehicle went up in flames and two officers were hurt.
After a peaceful memorial vigil for Georgia Tech student Scout Schultz, a group of approximately 50 protesters marched to the Georgia Tech Police Department. One police vehicle was damaged and two others suffered minor injuries.
21-year-old student Scout Schultz was shot by campus police late Saturday outside a campus dorm after ignoring repeated calls from police to drop a knife. President Trump had dinner with a number of world leaders at the United Nations Monday night and said they had two pressing issues.
The president hoping Western Hemisphere countries will help restore democracy in Venezuela. Mr. Trump telling them the other priority is what he spoke about with China's president by phone.
We discussed trade and we also discussed a place called North Korea.
President Trump met with leaders of Israel and France but avoided reporter questions on the Iran nuclear deal and the Paris Climate Agreement. Andy Field, ABC News.
A Chautauqua man has been arrested for allegedly growing marijuana in a city park in the southeast Kansas town. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 54-year-old Joseph Scott Skibo was arrested Monday on suspicion of cultivation of marijuana and criminal possession of a firearm. After a felony conviction, Skibo was allegedly cultivating marijuana on an island in Elmore Park in Chautauqua. Skibo attempted to flee enforcement. Law enforcement in a boat was arrested without incident. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. Here on a Tuesday morning, September 19th, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning's gasoline prices here in Wichita, well, seen prices as high as $2.31 or so, but seen prices quite a bit lower in some places as well. Caught $2.27 gasoline, best price I've seen so far this morning at Kellogg and Mays Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture lifts in from the south, that will fire up a few thunderstorms across south-central Kansas. Windy and hot throughout the afternoon with a high 94. South winds gusting at 15 to 40 miles per hour. It'll be clear and breezy overnight. Our low 71. Sunny, windy on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 67 degrees, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Temperatures rising across Kansas this week. Wichita's high temperature yesterday back up to 89 degrees, normal high for the date 82. And as you heard, we're looking for a high today in the lower 90s. Taking a look at the KNS Weather Center radar, there is a large area of showers down in the Oklahoma border area, just to the west now and south, excuse me, of our Kansas City. All of this moving to the east now. Ted Woodward just popped in and said he could see lightning to the south. Apparently, that's 50 miles away. I mean, it's because this is the only thing close to us.
They were talking about that on KSN this morning.
It's a long way off, but you can see it on our Weather Center radar. It's just now entering the Ponca City area. It's to the east mostly of the Turnpike. However, if you're just heading into Oklahoma on the Turnpike going south, you're going to run right through it. Immediately. On this date in 1881, the 20th President of the United States, James A. Garfield, died 2.5 months after being shot by Charles Guiteau. Chester Alan Arthur became president. I was just doing a Google search, trying to find the book that I read about this several years ago. There was a book that came out about the assassination and what transpired after President Garfield was shot. At the scene of the shooting, someone came up, I think it was a doctor, with bare hands, stuck his finger in the bullet hole.
Yep.
And from there on, it was downhill. Mr. Gibbs, before they knew a lot about antiseptics and so forth, and he just got worse and worse and lingered for 2.5 months before dying. It's pointed out some of the real shortcomings of medicine at that time. Medicine's come a long way since 1881.
Yeah.
Especially with things like antiseptics and understanding gunshot wounds and so forth. Anyway, that was on this date in 1881. In 1970, the Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on CBS TV, and what a show that was. Several spinoffs of that show about a young woman from Minnesota who went to the big city. I think she was in Minneapolis now. Is that where the show? I think it was based in Minneapolis. And she became a television producer, and it was a pioneering sort of a show in 1970, Women in Broadcasting. But it really spun off. It was a great show with some great, great spinoffs. A man dressed as a clown is running for city council seat in Boston.
That's a good idea.
The Boston Herald reports Roxbury resident Pat Payaso will be on the November ballot along with seven other candidates for an at-large city council seat. The candidate's last name means clown in Spanish. I'm sure I've mispronounced it. Payaso? So Payaso donned a rainbow wig, red nose, and clown makeup in recent campaign photos and videos on social media. The newspaper reports he registered his campaign with the state in April and has $45 in his campaign account.
$45?
Yeah. City Councilor Anissa Esebi George says Payaso is making a mockery of the election. Ooh, she's no fun. Clowns, scaring people, running for office, winning office.
Winning office. Mm. Why not? Vote for the clown.
Vote for the clown. Which one? Police say a drunken Pennsylvania man who didn't want to drink alone forced his way into a woman's home and sat down with 2 12-packs of beer. 39-year-old Sean Haller faces charges, including criminal trespass, and remained in York County Jail Monday.
Good. Southern Regional Police say a woman called them on September 12th to report Haller had entered her home and refused to leave. Police say Haller had done the same thing in another woman's home earlier that day. He was going around the neighborhood.
Wow.
Police found Haller in the second woman's home and say he refused to leave. They say officers had to go inside and get him.
We know where you could make a lot of friends.
Yeah, he probably has a little drinking problem. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Probably.
He probably has a little drinking problem.
Yeah.
This is something we just found minutes ago. This ought to attract a little media attention. Belgium regional authorities say an intact German World War I submarine has been found off the coast of Belgium, contains the bodies of 23 people. That's 100 years ago this thing went down.
Yeah. Wow.
The Western Flanders governor, Carl Dikkelu, told the Associated Press Tuesday that the find on the floor of the North Sea is very unique. He said the impact damage was at the front, but the submarine remains closed, and there are 23 people still on board. Dikkelu said the U-boat was found by researchers. He declined to provide details about its location until the site has been protected. He also said he had contacted the German ambassador because there are people on board, and we need to see what we can do with their remains. Wow. That is something. There's going to be some video soon when they probably won't show the bodies, but I just like to see the submarine. My goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
From World War I. Can you believe that? An argument over stolen bacon.
An argument over stolen bacon.
At a local Waffle House led to the arrest of a 28-year-old man for disorderly intoxication. This is in Destin, Florida. I've been to Destin a couple of times. This is a beautiful place.
Florida.
Beautiful beaches. It's a tourist spot. According to his Oskaloosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, the man took bacon off a stranger's plate and ate it in front of her. Just reached over and grabbed it and started eating it. When the victim told him he needed to replace the bacon, he demanded more food. She asked him to move away from her, but he refused. Other patrons stepped in to defend her, and he tried to fight with them. I would imagine he was drunk. They just took him down. Eating bacon off another person's plate. That's not a very good idea.
No, it's not. No. You don't want to do that at a Waffle House or anywhere else. Yeah.
The airport authority this morning, later on, will be conducting a large-scale disaster exercise, 9:30 this morning.
Yeah.
It'll be at every 3 years they've got to do this. Federal Aviation Administration makes them do it. It will occur north of Highway K-42 between runways 1L and 14. Disaster exercise will include approximately 300 officials and volunteers from various emergency management agencies. That's going on at 9:30 this morning at Eisenhower Airport.
And that's one of those deals where if you see thick black smoke emerging from the airport area,
don't panic.
That's that drill. Yeah.
And before we go into our sports update this morning, beer sales approved at WSU Athletic Events. Guess they've had them at the
you can do it at baseball. You can do it at baseball, but they haven't done it at other events.
They're expanding.
Really?
Yeah. More revenue coming in for the old university. You know. I don't know. 6:18 now.
Oh, Roundhouse will be really.
Yeah, Roundhouse will be rocking and maybe rolling a little bit there too.
My.
Six. good. You know. Hey. Remember that for a poll. Good idea?
Bad idea. It's not a bad idea. For a poll.
For a poll. Yeah. All right. For a poll. 6:18, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And we've taken one step closer to getting the Wingnuts either winning or losing the championship, right, Ted?
Yeah. It was an epic game last night.
Wow.
Game 4 of the American Association Championship Series. The Wingnuts and the Winnipeg Goldeyes, the Wingnuts with a win, would win the championship. Wichita had a 3-2 lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning, tried to get it closed out. Winnipeg got a single, got a bunt, and then it looked like a ground ball to third might finish up the ball game, but a balk was called.
A what?
Balk.
Oh, one of those.
That kept Winnipeg going, moved the runner to third, and then a double after that tied it up. So we go to extra innings. Boy, did we. This thing went 17 innings. It ended just 5 hours ago. It was a six-hour ball game, and Winnipeg won it in the bottom of the 17th inning. 4-3 was the final score. Wichita stranded a runner in scoring position in five straight innings from the 12th through the 16th innings. Never could get the hit to get that guy home.
Tell you something, huh?
Tantalizingly close to a championship, but not yet. So the Wingnuts and the Goldeyes don't get much sleep, and they will turn it around for one final game tonight. Game five, and the winner tonight will win the championship for the American Association. So that'll be at 7:05 tonight up in Canada. The last game of the season, the Wingnuts and Winnipeg. The winner will win the championship after a 17-inning marathon last night. Major League Baseball, you got the Kansas City Royals after a day off, back in action tonight on their long road trip. They're in Toronto for the next three nights. We got the Wingnuts and the Royals, both up north of the border
in Canada.
Yeah. The Royals at Toronto tonight. Live coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight. Make sure you're listening to the Royals and the Blue Jays. Royals, even though they've lost 4 out of 5, still technically alive in the wild card chase. They're 4.5 games back. There's only 13 games remaining in the season. Royals at Toronto tonight. And, of course, it's been a great season. Well, it's very short, just a couple of games. But so far, a very good start for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're off to a 2-0 start. And they'll talk about it tonight on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom Show.
Right.
Yep, our buddy Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. And they'll be talking Chiefs football tonight. If you want to catch up on what's going on, make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock tonight. And that's right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Will Trump allow dreamers to stay in the U.S.? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.